You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get to it and talk about the Stanley Cup Finals with Chris Chelios, of course, a three-time Stanley Cup champion, Hockey Hall of Famer, who serves as an analyst for ESPN. Chris, we appreciate you being with us. And last night, we saw the Lightning get back in this series, beating the Avs after getting smashed in Game 2. So how much resilience does it take when you suffer a beating like that in a big spot to come back, gather yourself, and then pick up a win and make this a finals?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're the defending Stanley Cup champions. They showed again that you can bend them, but you don't break them. And they this home ice thing throughout the playoffs, not just, you know, Tampa, but, you know, Carolina, Rangers. It's just amazing the advantage for, you know, you get the last change and all that, but it's just crazy how they're a totally different team, you know, at home than they are on the road. So last night they came out with a heck of a game and, you know, got to Colorado finally and found a way to get to their goaltender. And had it was an amazing atmosphere and a great game.
What do you think the mindset is for the Avalanche right now? Because it's a team that's been good for the past, what, several years? But still, they haven't come away with a Stanley Cup. So do you think the mindset shifts after last night? Or do you think this is still a team that's very confident going into this next game?
I think they're real confident. They've had a couple of years now of disappointing playoffs, and you listen to Landeskog, their captain, and McKinnon. These guys they're on a mission, and you know, sometimes that's what it takes a little bit. So they call it scar tissue. You come out with a couple of disappointing playoff years, and you learn from it. And you know, they haven't disappointed this year. What a great team, explosive team, offensive, and what this kid Cale Makar is doing is unbelievable. But they're there. You know, this is what they worked for all year. One of the highest scoring offensive teams, and they've been amazing to watch.
We're talking with Chris Chelios, three-time Stanley Cup champion, an analyst for ESPN, and one of the greatest 100 players in NHL history. Chris, when you see the Lightning, certainly this is a more veteran bunch. They have that experience having won two consecutive cups, but they've had more of a grind in the playoffs than the Avs have had. Being in that situation, and I know you've been there, how do you recover mentally and force yourself to keep going when you're definitely beat up this time of year?
I mean, now, you know, Kucherov got hurt last night. You know, hopefully he's back. Braden Point, who's been their leading the goal scorer in the last two playoffs, it doesn't look like he's going to make it back now for his injuries, but it's like survival of the fittest. And, you know, what they did last night, you had guys like, they seemed to find these guys, Tampa, like Paul and the Palat. These guys just step up when there's these injuries and they, you know, it's, you know, the next guy in line. So last night you look at Baroon, you know, a guy who's kind of a mucker and he just kind of grinds it out, comes up with a huge goal, Sorella. So that's why they're, you know, the defending Stanley Cup champions. That's why they know what it takes to win. And it doesn't matter who scores. They just see the guys, and they have Vasilevskiy. We haven't mentioned him yet. This guy's amazing. To be beat 7-0 and come off of these games where he got pounded by the Rangers, and then the way they come back the next game and put out a game like that, it's just amazing how resilient they are.
So looking at some of these totals, all three games have been relatively high scoring. We had a 4-3 game, we had a 7-0 game, and a 6-2 game. So do we expect game four to be another game where we see a ton of goals, or do you expect it to tighten up?
I mean, I've been wrong so often this playoffs in the predictions, with, you know, especially with a goalie like Vasilevskiy, you know, the way things happen, it's been bizarre, but you've got two highly offensive teams also. So that's a new league, the new NHL. They wanted offense, and they've got it. It's exciting, but I was thinking 2-1, 3-2, but it shocked me the amount of goals that have been scored, even with teams that are very good defensively also.
Chris, when you look at the Avs, and I know they lost last night, but do they have any real weakness? I guess maybe the fact that they pulled Darcy Kuemper in game three in the second period because he was just not himself last night, and maybe they make that decision to go with Pavel Francouz. Maybe that's something that they decide to do as well. Outside of that, is there really any clear thing you can attack if you're trying to play Colorado?
I mean, what they did last night, from game two to game three, I was doubting. I thought maybe this is it. Maybe Colorado's that fast. Maybe they're that good a team that they're finally going to, have someone that's going to beat Tampa. But right now, the goaltending thing for me was the biggest advantage for Tampa Bay. And now that they've gotten to Kuemper, and Francouz had, some great games prior to the finals. So that's a big question mark now. What's going to happen? Who's going to start? I would say it's going to be Kuemper, but that's got to be Tampa's biggest thing now, is they've gotten to the goaltender. And, for me, that's huge. Vasilevsky, when he decides to shut the door, he's done it time and time again. So, right now, Tampa should be feeling really good about themselves when it comes to the goaltending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Are there any other X factors that we, people who have not played in a Stanley Cup final, that may come into play here? Because we all see the numbers, we all see the trends, but this is more than just numbers. And I think that's the reason why we've seen teams who are not the favorite go on to win the Stanley Cup some of these years. What's an X factor here that maybe we're not seeing in the numbers?
I mean, everybody's talking about the offense, but I think it's defense and Tampa, how they turned it around. Their mistakes were all like structural mistakes. They played so poorly defensively, and that's what allowed Colorado to be so successful those first two games. But they cleaned it up. We talked about protecting the middle of the ice, and every team in the league tries to do it. And it was just uncharacteristic of Tampa the first two games to play so poorly defensively and be on the wrong side of the puck. But they corrected it. So now, it's going to be a heck of a series. Everybody expected it to be a 6 or 7 game series, and it looks like that's what it's going to be.
We're talking with Chris Chelios, Hockey Hall of Famer, who serves as an analyst for ESPN and a 3-time Stanley Cup champion. Chris, no matter what happens to the Lightning here in this series, certainly what they've done with the past two seasons has been incredible, winning the Cup twice, which is so difficult to do in today's day and age. Regardless of whether they win the Cup or not, how would you frame them, and how would you look at them as a team and what they've done over the past few years?
So much character, and it comes from Coach Cooper. Amazing coach, the way he manages that team. You can't treat every guy the same, and he goes out to push everybody's button. But you talk about winning the three-peat, the Islanders, the Canadiens, Edmonton, with all those great teams never did it. And there's something about it. I think for me, it's just you play a lot of hockey. I think it's the hardest championship to win. 4 rounds, the physicality, the injuries. It's like survival of the fittest. So If they could continue to come back and win this next game and make it a series, it says a lot. And the cap, the salary cap, obviously, that has a lot to do with it too. You can't keep your players. It's just the way it is. And you know, when you have a team, these guys, these third, fourth line guys, you look at Palat, Helm on Colorado. It's hard to keep those guys when you win. You just can't afford to keep them. And they go on and move on. It's just the way it is. Guys do what's best for them and try to make the most money they can while they play their careers.
Finally, for me, who do you think wins the Conn Smythe Trophy? Because obviously we can predict the winner, and that goes hand in hand with who wins, the MVP. Who do you think deserves this award?
Now, if Colorado wins, I go with Cale Makar. If Tampa wins, I'm going to go with Vasilevsky.
Yeah, he really
is. That makes sense.
When he decides, yeah, you said it. When he decides to shut the door, I mean, Vasilevsky is the best in the game in this moment whenever he decides to close things down.
Yeah, he's the key. And even last night, that first period, Colorado had that disallowed goal. Then they score the power play goal. Vasilevsky made some unbelievable saves, and he talked about it all the time, to give his team a chance to win. And that's exactly what he did. Colorado wasn't that bad. It's just Vasilevsky basically saves, unlike the first two games where pucks that usually hit him didn't. And, he gave them a chance to win, and Tampa took over.
Chris, before we let you go, whenever you watch the Stanley Cup Finals, and certainly yours as good as anyone who's ever played this game, one of the 100 greatest players in NHL history, how much do you miss it? And I know you're not going back to the sport, but how much of you just sort of relives what you experience and sort of miss being out there on the ice?
You know what? I people always ask you how much you miss it. And quite honestly, when the playoffs roll around and now that I've taken this job, it's exciting, and you want to be out there. Me and Messier we're thrilled to be in a position that we are with ESPN to be doing this. And this is the time of the year that I miss playing. My voice is hoarse from screaming over the crowd. It was so loud, not only in Colorado but Tampa. But there's nothing like NHL playoff hockey, as other sports. But yeah, this is the time of the year where you should go out there. And it's awesome. And it's the first year back for ESPN. And for me, I've never watched so much hockey. And it's been unbelievable. And as a fan, I can't imagine how excited they must be during these games and throughout the whole playoffs.
Well, if your voice is hoarse from screaming, we got to get you off the air. It's Chris Chelios, analyst for ESPN and Hockey Hall of Famer. Chris, we really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.